The Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Members, please note Representative McClure is excused. Adrian, please call the roll.
Chair Tomko?
Here.
Vice Chair Buchanan?
Here.
Representative Botana?
Here.
Brannon?
Here.
Bouchada Cabrera?
Here.
Chambliss? Clemens?
Here.
Fabricio?
Here.
Hardy?
Here.
McClure, excused. Morales?
Don't forget.
Present.
Ranking Member Umfroy? Representative Roth?
Here.
Stevenson? Tant?
Here.
Quorum out.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that all cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or are on silent mode. And those who are coming up to speak to us today, please remember that you have your mask on when you do so. Members, today we will begin with two policy bills, followed by the consideration of the consent agenda. First, we will hear House Bill 7019, Statewide Flooding and Sea Level Rise Resilience by Representative Bouchada Cabrera. Representative Bouchada Cabrera, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Members, we are all aware of the devastating impacts that flooding and sea level rise have on our state. From storm surge and tidal flooding to groundwater and flash flooding, the effects of flooding are felt all across the state in both coastal and inland communities. And we must address these threats using a coordinated statewide approach. And this bill does just that. First, the bill creates the Resilient Florida Grant Program. Under this program, the Department of Environmental Protection will provide grants to local governments to cover the costs of community resilience planning. The goal is for every community at risk from flooding or sea level rise to conduct a vulnerability assessment and become more resilient. Building on the local and regional assessments by July 1st, 2023, the bill requires DEP to conduct a comprehensive statewide flood vulnerability and sea level rise assessment using a comprehensive flood vulnerability and sea level rise data set. The assessment will identify the state's inland and coastal infrastructure, geographic areas, and communities that are vulnerable to flooding and sea level rise. It will also identify any associated risks. DEP must update the data set and assessment at least every 3 years. Beginning December 2021, the bill also requires DEP to annually submit to the governor and legislature a 3-year statewide flooding and sea level rise resilience plan. The plan must include ranked projects that address flooding and sea level rise. Local governments will submit proposed projects to the water management districts, and the water management districts will evaluate the projects. The water management districts will then submit a list of all proposed projects along with their evaluation to DEP. DEP will then evaluate and score the projects based on 4 tiers, assessing various criteria related to the project and prioritize the projects in the plan based on the assigned score. The total amount of funding proposed in the plan for each year may not exceed $100 million. The legislature must review and approve funding for the plan. To address regional planning, the bill authorizes local governments to enter into agreements to form regional resilience coalitions. The purpose of these regional coalitions is to plan for the resilience needs of communities and coordinate intergovernmental solutions to mitigate the adverse impacts of flooding and sea level rise. The bill also creates the Florida Flood Hub for Applied Research and Innovation within the University of South Florida College of Marine Science. The hub will collaborate between academic and research institutions to coordinate efforts to support applied research and innovation to address the state's flooding and sea level rise challenges. The hub must provide an annual report to the governor and legislature. The bill requires the Office of Economic and Demographic Research to conduct an analysis of the future expenditures by federal, state, regional, and local governments that are necessary to minimize the adverse economic effects of inland and coastal flooding. The analysis must be included in the Office's annual assessment of Florida's water resources and conservation lands. It is anticipated that DEP will need the following additional resources to fulfill the requirements of the bill: 25 new full-time equivalent positions and $2.2 million in recurring salaries and benefits funding to implement the Resilient Florida Grant Program, $2 million recurring to perform the comprehensive statewide flood vulnerability and sea level rise assessment and keep the data set updated, $2 million recurring for regional resilience and coalitions to coordinate multi-jurisdictional vulnerability assessments and develop project proposals for inclusion in the statewide flooding and sea level rise resilience plan. $2 million in recurring for contracted services to enter into agreements with other entities as needed to fulfill the requirements of the bill. $20 million recurring for resilient Florida planning grants to local governments for community resilience planning and vulnerability assessments. $100 million recurring beginning in fiscal year 2022 to 2023 for projects included in the statewide flooding and sea level rise resilience plan. And $0.4 million recurring and $0.4 million non-recurring for other expenses such as ordinary expenses needed to operate an acquisition of motor vehicles. Funding for these resources will be determined through the appropriations process. That is the bill.
Representative Busada Cabrera, having talked about her bill, seeing no amendments, are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Tant, you're recognized.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I'm a big yes on this bill. I think it's a great bill, but I do have a really, since I'm from a medium county, I'm looking on page 11 where we talk about the cost share, the 50% cost share, which I don't disagree with necessarily, but what about counties that are not rich, you know, prosperous counties? And so the and part of that goes into what do we do about maybe medium and smaller counties that can't meet some of these threshold requirements? So
you're recognized, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. That is a great question. That's something that we were actually talking about today, exploring and trying to figure out, you know, how to handle a situation where a municipality can't cover the 50% match, and we are working through that issue. Of course, the goal here is to make sure that any municipality, any region that needs funding to build a more resilient community has it. So we are working on that issue.
Thank you.
Any other questions, members? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify? We have David Serta. You are recognized, and if you could please keep it brief and to the bill.
David Serta, Fruitland Park, Florida. Over a decade, I have been pushing some environmental issues. We know it's flooding in Miami, all over the state. I'm a senior citizen, retired now, certified commercial cleaner from business up north. Wake County, Illinois, I was a county boy. My dad was a principal, same school he went to as a child, God bless him. My dad taught me respect and values. My mom is 92, she's a Mitchell. She worked at Abbott Laboratories right next to the Great Lakes Navy Base, where my dad grew up across the street picking up coal. If you didn't clean the toilet, if you didn't have a list, what a lot of students don't have or kids have, my mom wouldn't give me the car keys. I learned to be a certified commercial cleaner.
Mr. Serta, can we please keep it to the bill?
This bill is so important for our kids' future, for our state's future. You know, climate change is out there. I have other ideas, but this one's beautiful, and I agree with it 100%. It's my honor to be in front of many of you representatives that I've seen before, going up the elevator with Mr. Buchanan, Representative Buchanan, you know, all you folks. You know, residents, Buddy Dyer, I've got his pin. I've got Orange County Mayor's pin. I just lost it again. I grew up in Miami area, eating at Joe's. I grew up in the St. Tampa area. My grandparents had a bus line, and it was school days. They were retired. They saved every penny they could. $1.32 a week my grandfather had during the Depression.
Well, thank you, Mr. Serta, for speaking on it, and we are glad to know that you are a supporter of the bill. Next, we have Rebecca O'Hara with Florida League of Cities. I do not see Ms. O'Hara, but she waves in support. And that is all we have. So, members, is there any debate on the bill? Representative Hardy, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill is it's a fantastic bill. I spoke with Representative and also with committee staff about it. My one concern was alluded to by Representative Tant, and it has to do with the scoring criteria for these grant applications. And, you know, Tier 2 accounts for 20% of the criteria, and part of that has to do with whether there are matching dollars there. Tier 4 accounts for 10% of the scoring criteria. And part of that has to do with whether the applicant is a financially disadvantaged community. And talking offline with the representative and also with committee staff, I just conveyed my concern that, you know, financially disadvantaged communities are likely to get dinged on tier two because they're financially disadvantaged and will likely not have the funds to provide as competitive a match as other communities. And because tier two is weighted more heavily than tier four, you could have a situation where you have two communities, completely identical applications, identical on all other aspects of the application, but the community with the better match will score slightly higher than the community that's financially disadvantaged. And if there's an opportunity to continue to work with the representative who is spearheading a really fantastic bill and with committee staff to equalize those, that would turn this bill from an awesome bill to what I would consider to be an absolutely flawless, perfect, amazing step forward for the state of Florida. That's my only concern at this point, but it's a great bill and I'll be supporting it.
Any other debate? Representative Morales, you're recognized.
Yes, for the record, I would like to support my representative who just spoke about the disadvantaged communities. I feel that what he had just spoke is very true and I support that. So I just wanted to mention that. It's a great bill. Thank you.
Any other debate? Seeing no more debate, Representative Busada Cabrera, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, staff. And thank you, members of the committee, especially those who have been reaching out and expressing their concerns, and we hear them. The purpose of this bill is, of course, to bring more money into our communities, to assist those communities who need help to become more resilient, to combat flooding and sea level rise. And we are working diligently to make sure that we put the best product possible forward. As Representative Hardy said, you know, the word flawless sounds pretty good to me. So I appreciate it. I really do. I, of course, appreciate everything the speaker has done to spearhead this foundational piece of legislation. As we know here, sea level rise, flooding, it doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care which zip code you live in. It affects all Floridians. And it's time to act. It's time to protect our communities, our homes, and the future of our state. And it's time to make sure we're always ready. So thank you for your help and your support.
Representative Busada Cabrera, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call the roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Busada Cabrera?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Hardy?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Umfroy? Roth? Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 7019 will be reported favorably. Next, we will hear House Bill 7021, Resilient Florida Trust Fund, DEP, by Busada Cabrera. Representative Busada Cabrera, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. This bill is tied to the passage of the bill we just discussed. It creates the Resilient Florida Trust Fund, which will be used to fund the policy created in that bill. Specifically, money in the trust fund will be used to fund the statewide flooding and sea level rise resilience plan, grants to local governments and regional resilience coalitions, administrative and operational costs of the Florida Flood Hub for Applied Research and Innovation, and coastal resilience initiatives. Members, that's the bill.
Seeing no amendments, members, are there any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify? We have Rebecca O'Hara, Florida League of Cities, who is waving in support. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative Busada Cabrera, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Representative Busada Cabrera, having closed on the bill, Adrian, please call the roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Busada Cabrera?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Hardy?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Umfroy? Roth? Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
12 yeas, zero nays, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 7021 will be reported favorably. Members, we are about to take up the consent agenda for appropriations project bills. We will take up the consent agenda and vote once on the agenda in its entirety. The public is welcome to come testify on any of the bills listed on the consent agenda. And members, we will not take up, question, debate, and vote on each of the bills individually. Instead, we will be in questions and debate only once. Remember, you may vote no on any particular bill by submitting a nay vote form with the administrative assistant. Members, in your packet, there is a list of the appropriation project bills. With that being said, are there any questions? Seeing no questions, we have some public testimony. We have Mario Bailey with City of West Miami waving in support of House Bill 3969. We have Connie Vinesh, the City of Belglade, waving in support of House Bill 2023. Connie Vinesh with Okeechobee County School Board, or Board of County Commissioners, waving in support of 3793. Connie Vinesh with the City of Moorhaven, waving in support for House Bill 3795. We have David Serda with House Bill 2533. He is a proponent. We have Nicole Fogarty with St. Lucie County, waving in support of House Bill 2001. George Levesque with Florida Association of the American Institute of Architects. He was waving in support of House Bill 7019. And we have Taylor Beal with the Leon County Board of County Commissioners waving in support of House Bill 2047. Christopher Emanuel with the Florida Chamber of Commerce waving in support of House Bill 7019. We have Thomas Hobbs, City of Holmes Beach, waving in support of House Bill 3755. We have Thomas Hobbs, Manatee County Port Authority, waving in support of House Bill 3929. Seeing that being our only testimony, is there any debate? No debate. Before I call the vote on the consent agenda, are there any nay forms? Seeing none, Adrian, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
Representative Botano?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Bouchard Cabrera?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Hardy?
Yes.
McClure? Morales?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Roth? Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
13 yeas, zero nays, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, all the bills on the consent agenda will be reported favorably. Members, this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Buchanan moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.